This week's Torah portion is called Shemini. It details the various kosher dietary laws. The word kosher means fit. The Torah tells us which animals and foods are fit for human consumption. We do not know the reason for kashrut. It falls into a category called chukim, a set of commandments in which reason is obscured. We observe such ancient rituals as an illustration of our fidelity to God and as a means of adding holiness to our lives. At the core of the book of Leviticus is the call to holiness. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Holiness is often manifested through various different animal sacrifices. Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik taught that the highest sacrifice is not when you offer an animal. It's very easy when you offer an animal. The highest sacrifice is when man offers himself. Rabbi Soloveitchik emphasizes the importance of committing ourselves to a higher value and purpose. When we observe mitzvot, commandments which might not be comfortable or convenient, we make the ultimate sacrifice to God by truly giving of ourselves. Friends, let's face it. Kashrut, the Jewish dietary laws, are not always easy to observe. At times, it may even serve as a barrier to full integration into the larger society. But it is a prime example of a sacrifice we make by offering our own resources and surrendering some of our desires in order to achieve a meaningful relationship with the Holy One. Of course, there are those who argue that we should only observe Jewish practices and rituals when and if they make us feel good. Such a half-hearted approach to Judaism makes for a stale and at best mediocre relationship with God. The prophet Jeremiah tells us, "You will find me when you search for me with all your heart." I'm Rabbi Shlomo Siegel. Please check us out on the web at kehilatmoshe.org, where you will find our podcasts, both present and past. You will also find it on Facebook at the Kehilat Moshe page and on Twitter at KM Sheepshead Bay. Please feel free to leave your comments. And if you have any additional questions, please feel free to get in touch with us. And thank you for listening to Siegel's Sentiments.